Brigitta, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Thank you so much.
Can you introduce a little bit yourself? Because I have to say that I haven't seen you around yet.
Yeah, I'm Aparajita Barai. So I'm a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. So I have my exhibition in Kala Kendra. And I have my brand as well. And my brand's name is Beloved India. So these are products of my brand.
Mm-hmm. So how did you end up in Oroville?
I had come here 5 years back mm-hmm. for 2 days. And mm-hmm. then, you know, it was... I felt that this is a place I would want to come back once again. And then when I started working as an artist and my subject was Indian spirituality, then I thought the first exhibition, it should happen in Oroville, you know, because the energies, I guess, match.
As you said earlier, you're going to inaugurate your exhibition in Kala Kendra in at Newest Pavilion of India International Zone tomorrow, right? In the afternoon?
Yeah, it's at 5 o'clock. Yes.
And that would be your first exhibition ever?
First solo exhibition.
Huh. Yes.
So Oroville would be the best place to start off, you know?
So you came here just to exhibit your works and that's it?
I came here to exhibit. Exhibition is an excuse to, you know, stay here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it makes you feel that, yeah, because so the exhibition will happen till 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be here, you know, I'll get to interact with the people and I'll get to be in the place. And also I'll get to work.
Oh, you will also work here as a resident artist probably of Kala Kendra,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What is your work talking about?
So right now the subject that I'm dealing with is Indian spirituality and mythology. So what I feel is over the years, you know, all the symbols over the Indian deities, it has become very ritualistic. You know, we have stopped questioning. Say, why does Durga have 10 hands? Why does Saraswati have 4 hands? And why Vina is in a hand? These have become so repetitive in our mind, the images. We have stopped questioning. And our ancestors, they have thought so much behind personifying these things. So I want to bring all those thoughts back. So that behind our devotion, there is some thoughts also. There is some spiritual connection.
So what did you find?
So what I find is it's amazing. The work is amazing, you know. Like, I'm a graphic designer, and when I look at Indian, these iconographics, I feel it's so rich in graphic design. It's just that we don't acknowledge it as graphic design. The moment something becomes religion, it stops becoming anything else.
Mm.
Stops becoming art, stops becoming graphic design, stops becoming history. So I want to do that.
So you would like to... I'm just guessing you would like to bring it back to life in daily life in other form than just ritual or religious iconic things?
Yeah, so for that, what I'm doing is along with my exhibitions, mm-hmm. I'm also doing workshop on demystifying Indian deities.
Mm-hmm.
So what my aim would be is when you look at Durga and you don't see a lady with 10 hands, but you see your inner strength, you know, a personification of your inner strength.
Mm-hmm.
So when you understand those symbols, that's what will happen. You'll get to reflect back. And you will try to match that. Are you in track? Are you in track of your inner strength? Are you regulating it? Are you channelizing it? That's when you're truly worshipping Durga. Or when you're seeking knowledge really, and when looking at Saraswati, you understand that this is the symbol of knowledge. Only then she is alive. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
Mm. I saw a few images. And they look to me, they're really graphical. But you use them for what? For postcards, for posters, or just an object of art? Or you planning to use them also in daily life?
So, yeah. So, I'm taking a little diversion from art. Like, artists wouldn't want to explain art so well, so much, you know, because then you lose the quality of that abstractness.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really dealing with it as an art form. I'm also trying to make it a product that will go into people and pass on a message. So, I want to be very clear about the messages that I want to pass. So, it's more than art or maybe less than art. I don't know. but then
it's called graphical design, no?
Yes. So, what I'm trying to do is I'm making this. I'm trying to stir the spiritual concepts once again. And I'll have label and I'm explaining my work that this is what Durga means. So it is more important to look at her in the inner strength aspect of it than a lady.
And that image you are drawing, it would be where?
So right
just,
now...
Just a poster or it would be also on a t-shirt? I'm just, you know, I'm trying to visualize.
So,
where
so
are you
it's,
heading?
It's in a very initial stage right now.
Mm.
So right now through exhibitions, like I'm taking it forward. Then after the first... Like after the real images are sold, after the originals are sold, then I want to take it forward into prints. I'll make prints and I also have my in my mind that I'll make tanka, you know.
What
imitate
is tanka?
The tanka is a Tibetan paintings that they make on textile. Very rich, very interesting. And those are also spiritual in their concepts. So, you know, I can take the tanka style and merge this and it's going to be something very interesting.
Since you're talking about Tibet, where is your region? Where do you come from?
I'm from Darjeeling, but I grew up in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So right now I'm working from Delhi.
Mm-hmm. And you feel connected with Tibet?
With
Tibet?
Tibet. Yeah, because maybe I grew up in Darjeeling, so a lot of Tibetan culture, you know, monasteries and things happen there. Otherwise, spiritual energy, you know, because maybe Tibet has so much work done in the Tantra and the spiritual work. So any kind of spiritual energies, they do attractive. Mm-hmm. And because I have seen Tibetan work so much, maybe that is the reason.
Oh, nice.
My brand, Beloved India, what I'm trying to do is, you know, through this brand, I'm taking it beyond rituals. So the exhibition is a mode of that, but there will be different other products, you know, that will be helpful in your life. And that the workshop that I was saying is one mode that is done. Also, apart from these commercial products, this painting will sell, I'll get some money. So these are commercial. But there will be social projects also, you know. So some part of this money will go into the social projects.
Mm-hmm.
So design, I've learned throughout my life that design is problem solving, you know. Then you end up in a company and then you solve the problems of how the logo should be placed. I want to take bigger problems, you know. India has so many problems, you know.
True.
So I would like to take those social problems and implement those and invest all my energy into solving those things.
And solve them through the...
Yeah. Design the country, the basically, right?
Yeah. Design the country, yeah. That's actually an interesting idea. Just in between, you said you will have a workshop this month. You are staying here, yeah?
Yes.
So you will stay from 17th of January, right?
7th of January, yes.
Yeah, so who can participate in that workshop and what it can gain, what it will get there, or what it will do?
Yeah, so this is a workshop and presentation together. So this will happen twice in during my stay in Auroville till 7th January. We are still fixing the date and the posters will be out. So yeah. And so what this will be about is we'll understand gradually what symbols are, you know, what metaphors are, what personifications are. And not in a boring way that somebody is giving a lecture over PowerPoint. There'll be hands-on things to do. And say, for example, with symbols, how do you... So I don't want to say so much because it's workshop, you know. So I've focused so much on hands-on thing. So unless and until you do it, you'll not get it. So if
okay.
Yeah.
So I have to come.
Yes. But it's going to be a very introspective journey. Mm. At the end, it's not going to be a lecture, but you'll know more about yourself. Not only that, you'll know more about Indian. And if you know how personifications are done in India, you go to the root of the culture altogether because everything is following that same pattern, you know.
Hmm.
I think so.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Because even in Indian classical music, personification is being done. Everywhere, you know, it's the same language being followed.
I think it's in every country, more or less.
Yeah,
it's probably. Just hard to read it, yeah.
Exactly.
Where did you get your education? I mean, how your path must have started somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So I did my graduation in graphic design from National Institute of Design, NID. Mm-hmm. It's in Ahmedabad. So after that, I went to complete my master's. I did it in design for communication from London.
Mm-hmm.
It's University of Westminster. So after I came back, my business plan, Beloved India, was formed in University of Westminster during my master's. So during that, I had everything set. So I came back to India and I wanted to implement it. 2 years I had worked in a company, Darling Industries, a publishing house. Side by side, I developed my products and now I'm pursuing this.
Okay. We're happy to have you around.
Thank you so much.
It also put some light on us who are not so knowledgeable about some things. Maybe it will also show us something, what we carry inside and how to unfold it. Although we are not maybe Indians, it can we do?
Of course, like I don't think this kind of subject has any geographical or historical or any boundary. If you have reached your core, that core is the core of the universe, you know. So that's universal.
Thank you so much for today. We're looking forward to have you around for this month.
Thank you so
and
much.
As we said, tomorrow at 5:00 at 5, Kalakendra and Bharat News, Pavilion of India, International Zone, your exhibition will be officially inaugurated.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.